7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ow. Begin transmission.
What is up with my neck? Okay. Get it together. Pung, 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 pow. All right, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And I probably don't have to tell you that, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee time. Probably my favorite time of day. And who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out walking around today, back at Tranquility Park, in my favorite zone, the Mushroom and Marmot Zone. And I realize that this is probably pretty boring for everyone else, but man, I had to get out today. I messed up. Yesterday, I got another COVID booster shot. Are we still doing that? Is that still a thing? And if these are vaccines, why do we need boosters every 6 weeks? I don't understand it. But then again, I'm not a doctor. I'm looking at a tree, see if there's any marmots in it. There's no marmots up there. So I got my booster, and it went well, but the guy went way too deep. And I was like, oh, great. I recognized that feeling immediately. But yeah, it wasn't a problem until I went to sleep. Because at some point in time, I rolled over on my arm. You know, that I got the shot in, my left arm. Oh man, and that caused some kind of ouchy thing to happen, and now my whole left arm hurts, and my left side of my neck hurts, and my left shoulder's all messed up, my back. So I'm out walking around. And it's kind of warm. Why am I wearing my little jacket? It's not that warm. You know, it's like 17 degrees, but I shouldn't be wearing a jacket, that's for sure. I can take it off here in a bit if I have to. So yeah, I had a weird morning, and my body is trying to switch over to winter mode. And so for some reason I got up late, maybe because I was trying to go back to sleep and when I was in pain and I couldn't fall asleep. Okay, right, so now I'm just walking around going glug, 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 because that's what I do. I glug. So I'm glutton. But this is not the topic of discussion today. Yes, we are out here at Tranquility Park, so we're looking for marmots and mushrooms and stuff and whatever else we can find. Any cool thing that happens or we see counts as, you know, success. Counts as life validation, counts as just general awesomeness happening in my vicinity, which I approve. But this activity is not the actual subject of today's Dubious Goals Committee. The subject of today's Dubious Goals Committee is, of course, puppetry. Now, if you've been a member of the committee for any significant amount of time, you are probably already aware that I am a puppetry fan. Am I walking into the wind zone? We might get some wind. I like puppetry. I've always liked puppetry ever since I was a child. And I'm going to say something controversial here, so be ready. But I'm not really a big fan of Muppets or Muppet-style puppets slash puppetry. Yes, I am one of those kids that grew up on Sesame Street. So for me, Muppetry is just the de facto on TV standard. And things that are on TV tend to not be that good. So when I say I'm into puppetry, I'm into puppetry at levels above that. You know, I'm not interested in putting my hand in a sock. Oh, look, I have a puppet. Yeah, no. You know your chairman. A very simple man of extraordinarily complex tastes. I don't want simple. I want complexity. I want to see the good stuff. When I'm talking about puppetry, I'm talking about Bunraku. I'm talking about cool stuff. I'm talking about the hardcore. You know how hardcore I am. Well, I'm a hardcore puppetry guy too. And, you know, within the last week or so, I've been doing a lot of reading and research, puppetry stuff. I've just been watching a lot of Bunraku. And whenever I start watching Bunraku, then I start wanting to watch other traditional forms of puppetry. And this, of course, always leads me back to Punch and Judy. And, of course, the French equivalent, Guignol. And, of course, the Italian equivalent, Pulcinello. Which is, of course, all of these things go back to, yes, that's right, Commedia dell'arte. The melodramatic theatrical form that came out of Renaissance Italy. There's a lot of leaves falling today. Yeah, Punch. The character of Punch is Pulcinello from Commedia dell'arte. And we see equivalents. We see other Commedia dell'arte characters in early Punch and Judy. You know, Scaramouche, for example, Pantalone, etc., etc. But we're not doing Commedia dell'arte today. Or are we? Now, the reason I bring all this up, something occurred to me last night at about 2 a.m., right when I was trying to go to sleep, when I remembered something. And you will probably remember this too. It's not a far reach for me to presume that you have seen the film Godfather 2. Godfather Part 2. Yes, it's a beauty. It's good. Good film. Probably my favorite of those, of the Godfather films. Love the Bruno Kirby and Robert De Niro combination. All those scenes of just those two. Love it. Absolutely cannot get enough of it. Bruno Kirby, freaking genius. As young Clemenza. Bicycle coming. And so, you can probably see where I'm going with this. There is a scene, one of the best scenes in the entire film, is the murder of Don Finucci. Surely you remember Don Finucci. He's the gangster who's putting the squeeze on young Clemenza and young Don, Robert De Niro's character, what the hell's in my shoe? Hold on. Don Corleone. What's in my shoe? There's a big stick or something in my shoe. It hurts. Get out of there, you weapon of foot destruction. Right. See where I'm going with this? Yeah. The Don Finucci scene. The murder scene. It starts off with Don Corleone, played by Robert De Niro. He's stalking Don Finucci through a street festival in Little Italy. There's a big street festival going on because it's the Feast of San Gennaro. San Gennaro being the patron saint of Naples. And as Don Finucci is walking through the street festival, you know, showing his face, waving to people, saying hi, kissing babies, and doing all that kind of crap, he goes by a puppet show. Remember this part? Yeah, he walks up to the puppet show, and, you know, everybody's watching, and people are cheering on the puppets, and if I'm remembering it correctly, the puppets are just two, like, armored knights who are sort of bashing at each other. And there's no puppetry to be seen. I mean, it's just somebody holding a puppet and jiggling it up and down. It's not an actual puppet show, right? And then Don Finucci says, "Oh, this is too violent for me." And he walks away, right? Like he's not a gangster. And then, of course, he makes it back to his apartment, and we all know what happens after that. But the question is, what's that puppet show? That's what occurred to me at like 1:58 a.m. last night. Hey, wait a minute. What the hell's that puppet show in Godfather 2? I'm thinking, is it Punch and Judy? No. It's not Punch and Judy. There's no knights in Punch and Judy. There's nobody wearing armor. Right? So that's the big mystery. What puppet show is that? What are those puppets? What are those characters' names? What are the names of those puppets? What are we looking at? What's the score here? Aren't you just dying to know? I know I am. Wait, Tobe, you mean to tell us you're not going to just break down and give us the information? Because this is a hell of a good setup, Tobe. Normally, all you do is talk about nothing that's of interest to no one. And we just like to listen to see if you fall down or not. Okay, and that's a good reason to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, but is that the only reason? All right, where do we want to go? I'm not finding anything of anybody type of dudes or mushroom thing. I'm just going to go around this way. So now I feel like it's my mission to figure out what that puppet show was, or what that puppet show was supposed to be. Because, you know, when does that take place? About, what is that supposed to be, the 30s? Can't really remember. And so it's taking place in Little Italy. Sure looks like it really was filmed on Mulberry Street, but how would I know? And we know that they're celebrating the Feast of San Gennaro. It's in Little Italy. It's obviously Italian. Commedia dell'arte is Italian. Could it be anything like this? Well, yeah. What knights are there in Commedia dell'arte? There aren't any. What is this story that they're telling? Well, unknown. But we know it's probably not Punch and Judy or any kind of Commedia dell'arte type of thing. Otherwise, we'd see, you know, Harlequin. We'd see the Innamorata, Pantalone walking around slow, you know. No, it's two knights fighting. Doesn't make any damn sense at all. So what's our next clue? Well, this is a puppet show that's being presented during the Feast of San Gennaro. You know, it's Saint Gennaro Day, patron saint of Naples. Okay. Maybe it has something to do with San Gennaro. Okay, well, who the hell is San Gennaro? San Gennaro is Januarius, the saint who was, and I had to look this up, who was killed sometime in, you know, like 300 or 320 during the persecution of Christians. Okay, this is the time when Christianity was starting to take off. Right? And so, look at this big bug. Hi, Hopper. He was killed by, Diocletian. Maybe not directly by Diocletian, but, you know, he was a bishop. He was probably one of the first big bishops really taking advantage of, well, let's not get into Catholicism right now. But okay, now we got some violence, right? And we saw the puppet show. The puppet show was violent and hilarious. And Don Finucci says, oh, it's too violent for me. Weak. I'm thinking maybe the puppet show is some sort of, well, you know, like, I don't want to say passion play, but something similar. You know, maybe the puppet show is the story or the myth or the legend of Januarius, San Gennaro. This might make some kind of sense, because then we might have some guys in armor fighting, but again, this doesn't make any sense, because people wearing that kind of armor, plate mail armor, that didn't happen for another 1,000 years. There was nobody wearing plate mail armor in the year 300, killing San Gennaro, or Saint Januarius. Okay, right? So, however, there is such thing as artistic license, right? So, maybe, and this is a theory that I have, maybe that there's some kind of traditional puppet show that tells the story of San Gennaro, and it's just sort of mutated over time, and now these guys are wearing armor, because, well, let's face it, plate mail armor just looks cool. So, right, might as well. What were they really wearing back in 310 AD? Well, rags or tunics. That's not interesting. That doesn't make for interesting puppets. No. So I'm wondering, and this is where the next bit of research kicks off. Now I got to find out if there's any kind of puppet play about of the murder of Januarius. Well, you know, good old, you know, children's fair. But the funny thing is, most traditional puppetry wasn't ever for children. In this day and age, everybody thinks, oh, puppetry, that's for little kids. Or they think, and my mother is particularly bad at this, if something is animated, then it's only for children. If something is animated, then it can't be for adults. And same with puppetry. Oh, that's children's stuff. No, no. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where to go from here, though. I guess I could just start looking for traditional Italian Catholic puppet shows. What am I looking for here? I'm not sure. But we might be onto something. Very interested in what that show could have been. It might not have been anything at all. you know, it might just have been a guy with a couple of puppets just fighting for no reason on a stage. And that doesn't make any sense either. So anyway, this is the academic pursuit that's going to be the academic pursuit that's going to be taking up a lot of my time for the next few days. Kind of want to look into this. Only because, you know, the next time I'm watching that movie with something, with somebody, I can say, hey, did you see that puppet show that Don Finucci's watching? You know what that's about? And they'll say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about that puppet show. Are you watching the movie? Can you see the TV from here? Yeah, okay. Don Finucci was just standing there and there was puppets, right?
Right.
Am I the only person paying any attention at all? Am I the only person paying attention to anything? Probably. Probably. Yeah, so I'm kind of feeling like making puppets. What do I feel like building? One of the reasons I love puppetry so much is that because it's puppetry, like theater, you can do anything you want. There is no reality. You make your own reality. Do something cool, make it awesome. And my philosophy towards puppetry is the same as my philosophy towards theater. We can do something awesome. We can do something killer. We can do all these effects and special things, and we can do a killer show. So why doesn't anybody do this? Well, because it's just for children. No. Theater is not just for children. And that's the thing I hate about theater, especially musical theater. I'm a huge theater guy, but if you're going to do it right. Do something cool. You have the ability, we have the technology, we have the knowledge. Oh, I just wanted to do, I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a rope around your neck. Let's do Oklahoma. I want to do the Sound of Music. No, let's do Guys and Dolls. Now, Don Quixote, Dulcinea. Does shoot me in the head. And that's the one thing I don't like about the state of puppetry today, is it's the same thing. Oh, puppetry, that's just for little kids. It's for small children. Well, as an American white Karen woman, yeah, of course you think that. That's only in this country. Even over in England, at least they got stuff like Spitting Image and stuff like that. Good satire. Japan, of course, has Bunraku. There's other good stuff out there. So I always think, I want to make a good puppet show. Probably like science fiction. Explosions, fire, lasers, water, anti-gravity, lighting effects, everything. Okay, right? Cool science fiction puppet show. But I don't want to do it Muppet style. And that's the one thing I hate about the Muppets. Yeah, we had the Muppet Show for a while, back in the 70s. You know, Sesame Street gets big, Jim Henson gets big, boom, we have the Muppet Show. And yeah, even though it was still Muppety Puppety, it was very good. Go back and watch it if you don't believe me. Then, it all goes to crap. Well, not really. And I'll be the first to admit, and I will say directly to Jim Henson's face, down in hell, that yeah, Dark Crystal was pretty good. Dark Crystal, he got away from what he was normally doing, got into some deep awesomeness. Good job, homie. But nobody liked Dark Crystal because it wasn't, oh, so soft and cuddly. Oh, we have to have Grover and Cookie Monster and Kermit the Frog. No, we don't need to have any of that. Oh, theater could be so good. Puppetry could be so good. So I always sort of have puppetry on the mind, on my mind, in my brains. And I gotta find out what that puppet show was. What was the puppet show in Godfather 2? What else was going on around in that time period? If that was the like late 30s, pre-war, what was happening in Italian-American culture? It was the time of great immigration to the United States for many Italians, amongst other peoples, of course, but what do you think? What do you think? I think I'm going to have to look up the story of Januarius. Going to have to look up, like, all the things that sort of led up to his murder during the persecution of Christians. Because certainly there's got to be some violence. I mean, come on, they cut his head off. They cut his head off. And some of his blood was saved. And then that's where the miracles all come from, is his blood was saved, and it's his blood liquefies. What's a miracle? All that kind of stuff. But certainly there was some battles. Certainly there was a siege or something, right? Some ancient battle. And there had to be some big fights, right? What do you want to bet? That's what that puppet show was about. Yeah. So now, as I approach my car, I notice that, hey, they're switching out the porta potties. As I approach my car, I'm thinking, okay, I need to go home. And I need to look up some of this Catholic legend. Oh, I mean history. And see what we can find out about the death of Januarius. Oh. I mean, if I was going to write a puppet show, and there's going to be a battle, you know, I'd probably go with Battle of Hastings, but no, Stamford Bridge. Yes, of course. No, wait. Yeah. No, wait. I can think of lots of great battles, but we're going to have to look this up. And you can tell that I'm sitting in my car and I still got plenty of time. We didn't time this very well, so yeah, okay. What else do I know about San Gennaro? Nothing. What else do I know about the persecution of Christians during the rise of Christianity? Well, not a whole hell of a lot. What do I know about warfare from back then? Oh, kind of a little bit. And now I want to play DBA. We could simulate some battles. That's what we could do. We could go up into the war room, and instead of doing a puppet show, we could just do like a battle report with miniatures, sound effects. I got a fog machine. We could get some fog of war in there. You have been listening to the Dubious Puppetry Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC, especially on San Gennaro Day, September 19th. But my friends, this is the end of the line. The end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Down the drain. Give me some beeps. I'm getting kind of hungry. What am I eating today? Oh. Today's Tuesday. What the hell am I talking about? I'm gonna get some tacos.